Welcome to the NTU Postgraduate Podcast. It's a series of conversations about everything you need to know as a postgraduate student here at NTU. And I'm joined today by Ella and Virtue to talk about careers and employability. So do you mind each just giving me a quick intro as to who you are and what it is you do?
So my name is Ella Farnsworth and I work in the employability team here at NTU, working specifically on final year and graduate support.
My name is Virtue. I'm a current Masters in Finance student and I'm currently on my second year, which is a placement year. So I'm currently a placement student at Halion.
I'm Matt and I'm a documentary journalism Masters student here. And as we're talking about careers and employability, the reason I started studying a postgraduate course was because I wanted to change careers and start being a documentary journalist, hopefully, is what I'll be doing at the end of this. Fingers crossed, you know. And part of that is the professional experience that you get in a course like this. So have you had a similar experience as that, Virtue?
I studied accounting for my undergrad and actually enjoyed doing accounting and also doing audits. But at some point, I just felt like I wanted to do more finance, not audits, not consulting. So I decided to do my master's in finance. And so, yeah.
And does that involve like placements and going and doing some of that stuff in a real workplace?
Yes, actually. So that's why I really wanted a placement. And that's why I really worked hard to like get a placement because I really needed like experience in a different setting that wasn't consulting. I wanted an in-house experience. And so what I'm currently doing my placement has like opened up my eyes into what like it is to be the client, not the consultant. So yeah.
So where is the placement?
The placement is with Halion, so the producers of Panadol, Centrum, so just products. So basically, okay, that's what. Right. So it's a consumer healthcare company.
And did the uni help you get that placement?
Yes. So when I started looking for placement, when I got in, we're told that, oh, if you need help, there's in place. And so we had a series of employability sessions talking with employability. I, for one, ensured I went to employability every week. Like most of the weeks, I was always there asking them questions about my CV. And so if you go online for employability, you check in for the CV, their CV templates, their cover letters. So just ensure you keep on like working on your CV. So basically, that's what I did. And when I got the interview for this particular job, I had a kind of session with someone who like did a mock interview for me and told me, oh, you need to not do this, you need to do this, you need to talk about this and stuff like that. So yeah,
I find the facilities that you get doing a postgrad are really useful. Like we are sitting in a facility, yes, that I get to use. I mean, look at this place.
Nice.
And all the equipment that you get to borrow and all of that, it's really great. Do you get access to that kind of stuff on your course or
the Bloomberg Lab? So it gives you the access to look at what the market looks like every day, then like past annual reports of different companies. And so it uses for analysis. So most of our assessments during the taught period of my course was I had to use Bloomberg Lab continuously. So yes, that lab is actually very, very a lifesaver because going on Google, I promise you, it's hard to find those things. So having the Bloomberg Lab really helped us out.
I'm being really dumb here, but the Bloomberg Lab, is that a bit of software or is that?
Yes.
I was imagining like a laboratory that you go in.
Like a software lab kind of. So it just gives you access to like different reports, what the market looks like. So Bloomberg is like a company that gives market reports and stuff like that. So we've got a Bloomberg Lab in NTU. So when we went to Bloomberg, like we actually had the opportunity to go to Bloomberg. So it was like we're in the Bloomberg office and then it looks like what we had here in NTU. So it just looks somehow alike.
You get to use equipment and experience that directly mirrors what you're going to be doing in your professional life.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that's super useful. I find that as well. Like the other thing that they've got here is a TV studio, which is a couple of doors away from where we are now. And that's just, it's great. You feel like you're on, well, actually, I was going to say it doesn't sound that glamorous, but East Midlands today is what it feels like you're on. Especially some of the staff used to work on there. It's really nice to have like a full proper newsroom. Just like you're a real adult, which is rare for me. We've also got a bit of a challenge here, Virtue, to put you on the spot, even more so than I already have. Can you give us three skills you've gained during your master's that will help with your career plans?
I actually don't need to think too much. I think first of all is the opportunity you have to lead a team. So we work in groups for some of our assessments and our classworks. And so everyone has the opportunity to be in charge of the group. So you learn to be a group member and also a team leader. So it's basically gives you the opportunity to know what it means to work in like a group setting with your team, how it works around that. So we share the work, we do our research, come back, discuss. So yes, that really helped me because when I was working, it was more like a loan job. I was doing more research on my own. And like this one actually gave me the opportunity to like work with people, know what it is like to work with people more. Another thing is communication skills. If you're someone that is really shy, I think having a postgraduate degree gives you the opportunity to communicate with people more because you need to network, you need to understand what's happening in class, and you need to talk to more people. So for those that are on the 1 year course, for my course, they had the opportunity to talk to local businesses. And when they did that, they had to like present, they had to communicate, they had to network, to ask people around. So that gives you the opportunity to like communicate better, talk better, and lose all the shyness and the apprehensiveness that comes around. I think another thing is analytical skills. For me, it was easy, but it became much more easier. So the use of Excel, the use of Power BI, we had to use all the stuff, of course. So it's just enhances your skills, basically.
It sounds like an intense boot camp in just how your professional life is going to be.
Yes.
So thinking about those kind of skills, Ella, how do you advise that postgraduate students set themselves apart when they're applying or looking to progress in their careers?
I would say try to focus on the range of different experiences that you've had whilst you're at uni. I think Virtue's gone over some fantastic kind of skills that you can gain throughout your degree. And whilst that's really important, try and think about some of the other things that you've done as well. Have you done extracurriculars? Have you taken part in different like initiatives? Have you done part-time work? Have you done placements? Different things like this, because employers are kind of looking for a whole person across the board, and that kind of real development as a person that you can gain at uni through doing all of these different experiences. So I think by focusing on all the different things that you've done, it will kind of set you apart rather than focusing on kind of very specific kind of, you know, like academic knowledge and stuff like that.
Virtue mentioned there that she was at the employability place every week. So that's a lot of support. So what does that look like from your side? What support is there for postgrad students?
So we offer a range of different kind of bits of support. So in terms of your actual kind of course, or if you're interested in taking kind of further additional study after, we have careers coaches that work with the doctoral school. So they can provide some really good advice in terms of postgraduate study and kind of knowing where to go next. Do you want to, you know, for example, if you've done a PG cert or a master's, do you want to carry on to that next level of kind of, you know, academic development? Or do you need a bit of advice understanding how to apply some of that academic knowledge that you've had into the workplace? We have lots of different options as well in terms of the different kind of work that you can get into. So we have links with both local employers, like, for example, you know, Boots, Games Workshop, you know, lots of kind of different industries. But we also have links with like bigger, more international companies like Acosta Red Bull, like Hewlett Packard, those kinds of companies. And we also have quite an established kind of link with NTU Global to be able to provide that support around like work abroad, if that's something that you're interested in as well. So there's a really wide breadth, and I suppose it's taking advantage of the different bits that may be more relevant to you. But I'd say like just come and see us either in the employability hubs or go on to My Employability and use online drop-in, and we can kind of maybe help you establish which bits of support it might be useful for you to access.
The work experience, how does someone go about getting work experience during the course if you don't have a specific placement?
There's lots of different ways that you can get involved in work experience. I'd say just because you don't have a placement involved within your course doesn't mean that you might not be able to take on different opportunities that might give you a similar experience to a placement. For example, volunteering, like insight days, perhaps, you know, things like summer school. If you started on like a January start course, there might be different things that you're able to do, like summer internships and things like that. But I would say any opportunities you can get a hold of, even if it's part-time work, you know, whether it's relevant to the course you're studying or if it's not so relevant, you're still getting transferable skills from that experience that you're able to apply later on down the line in terms of your career. But if you've got any questions in terms of like what's available, we do have My Employability Jobs, which is available through the main My Employability website, where you can search for all of the different opportunities that we've got. You can filter them based on the different kinds of activities, different industries, you know, what's your availability, what location do you want? So there's definitely lots of stuff available. It's just in terms of kind of going out there and looking for it. But if you don't know where to start with that, we can definitely help with that.
It's not just the specific work experience or placements, but just keeping an eye on what is going on in a university. There's loads of things that people don't make enough noise about, in my opinion. Like, that's a really great thing earlier in the year. You get to make a short wildlife film and then the BBC Concert Orchestra play music live to the film. And I got to do that. And that's crazy that you don't get that kind of opportunity anywhere else, really. I imagine those kind of opportunities look quite different on your course, Virtue. What kind of extracurricular activities are open to you?
I just can remember that we had a kind of simulation. So what we did during the simulation was like trade stock and see how the market goes continuously. So that's what we were able to do. That was extracurricular. It really wasn't our course business, but someone came in and we had the simulation of looking at, I think it was 2007 or 2005 market, how it went through. And so going through that whole stuff, so we had like shares and we sold them both according to what the market was saying, responding to the market's behavior. So basically we did that.
And it was a simulation of like the 2007 crash.
Yes, the crash. Yes.
So would you have survived?
Actually, I survived. I was like top 10. I was one of the top 10 businesses, so that was nice. So they just told us, you've got shares, buy, sell as the market speaks. So we're just responding to what was happening in the market. When it goes up, everybody's like buying, selling. And so when we're done, they're like, oh, that's what happened in 2007, the crash. And I'm like, oh, nice. So
that's a great reveal.
I think it was top 15 or top 10. I can't remember right now.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
I mean, let's hope you don't have to go through something like that again in your career. But you're clearly prepared.
Yeah. I think another opportunity we've got on our course is we've got lecturers that actually like were in the industry, and so they speak according to experience. You just don't get the theoretical part alone. You get what exactly happened during their time and even like currently. So you're not just getting the theoretical part, you're getting what they've done. I got to volunteer. So my church has this food bank, and so I got to volunteer with them, and not just like giving out food, but I got to also deal with finances too, and it really helped. It's on my CV, and when I had an interview, I spoke about it, and she was like, oh, that's really interesting. And so it interests people to know what you're doing, like she said, like it's not just about academics, so other things you do around your life. So yes.
Oh, that's great. So you had a chance to do something charitable, practice your skills, and get something for your CV.
Yes.
I believe NTU also has NTU Enterprise, which can help out with that. Have either of you got any experience with them?
NTU Enterprise is really, really helpful. They have a range of different kind of support mechanisms, like startup schemes and competitions to get funding if you're interested in running your own business. They also have kind of people who have a bit of knowledge around kind of, for example, like startup visas and whatnot, if you're an international student, you want to stay in the UK afterwards to run your own business. So they can offer bits of advice around that. They have lots of different facilities, like offices that you can kind of rent if you're already starting your own business. So you can use kind of space that they've got within there. They have a really fantastic podcast of their own called The Octopus of Enterprise, where they have like different industry experts, people that have entrepreneurs that have started their own business that can give advice. So yeah, if you've got any questions about like running your own business, you know, being a startup, or even doing things like freelancing, for example, I'd say, you know, definitely go down to the Enterprise Centre just behind Dryden Building, and they're always very happy to give any advice that you might need.
And if you're starting a business, get Virtue in to do your finance, because she can survive a market crash.
She'll predict any financial crash.
Yeah, exactly. So to wrap things up, where can everyone find access to this support, Ella?
There's a couple of ways that you can get in touch with us. I would say if you are on campus, come into one of the employability hubs. We have one at the City, we have one at Clifton, and we also have a booking-based system at BRAC if you're based at BRAC currently. So feel free to pop in and see us. What you can also do is go to ntu.ac.uk/myemployability, and every day, Monday to Friday, 11 till 3, we have a live chat online drop-in service. So if you've got any questions about any of the support that we offer, you can go there as well. The other thing as well is that if you are due to graduate soon, you can access all of our employability support for up to 3 years after you graduate. It is a sign-up service, so you would need to go on the My Employability final year page in order to sign up for that. But you can access all of the services that you already get from us, and you can also access some additional things like access to paid internships, job alert emails based on your personal preferences, industry mentoring, workshops such as our Elevate Week program that are specific for supporting graduates into work. So yeah, either come and see us in person, speak to us online, and we'll see how we can help you.
Well, as someone who's coming scarily close to the end of the course, I'm going to be doing exactly that. Thank you both for joining me on the NTU Postgraduate Podcast, and we'll see you all next time.